This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ever closer to Christmas. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Last hour before the Christmas holiday. On Christmas, by the way, we'll have a Todd Starnes Christmas special for you. If you've heard Todd Starnes before, he does a great Fox News commentary every day. And so we'll let him have the whole 2 hours on Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm off for my annual post-Christmas dad-daughter shopping excursion. This has been an annual thing that I've done in the last number of years with my daughter, Haley. She has a way of assembling a lot of gift cards, Nolan, for the Christmas
holiday. As do most kids. I accrue a lot of gift cards.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Is this something you request as gift cards, or it just kind of happens?
A lot of times for me, I don't want people to purchase me gifts, so I tend to really be bad about giving people ideas on what to buy me, so they end up purchasing gift cards, to which case I can purchase whatever I would like.
And you like it that way?
Well, I mean, I like it, but yeah. I mean, I by no means require gifts in the first place.
I'm always amazed, kids. You know, when you're older, somebody gives you something, and you're like, yeah, nice, thank you. For me, you sort of see it as the thing. The younger you are, that you tend to say, you know, I really don't like this, actually. I might take this back. Thank you very much. I'm out of here. So we had a couple of those gifts last night in our house. And, you know, Marie and I, we were fine with this. Wonderful. Thank you very much. But kids, I don't like this. Taking it back. So the gift cards probably are the safe route that way. So anyway, Haley and I are going to do our little dad-daughter Christmas shopping trip. So. Daryl Lease will be in here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau on Tuesday and Wednesday. I'll be back Thursday and Friday. On What's on Your Mind. And then it's just like roll up the sleeves and here we go in 2018. Here we go. So last hour, lots of Christmas cheer. Thank you. And some more rolling in. Another said, how about all the medical people that have to work on Christmas? We did have a nurse call who gave a shout out to fellow nurses, but you're certainly right. All of the Christmas folks working in the medical world are certainly sacrificing time away from their families to care for others. Another says the trucking employers will have to start paying their employees per diem. If they don't, the truckers will find a new employer or they'll become self-employed. The per diem paid by the employer is tax-free. Okay, a little tidbit there. Thank you. So I think we're caught up on texts and emails. And we're going to pivot this hour. Corey Lewandowski is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. He's a former campaign manager for Donald Trump. He's written the book, Let Trump Be Trump. Let Trump Be Trump. And so that'll be fun. Look forward to that coming up at the bottom of the hour. I mentioned last hour that we would talk about what Kevin and Chris Cramer are probably going to be discussing over the Christmas holiday. And that's an enormous amount of pressure from President Donald Trump, from Vice President Mike Pence, from all of the political White House operation, from Senator Mitch McConnell, from Senator Cory Gardner, who heads up something called the National Republican Senatorial Committee, from the Republican National Committee. Basically, anybody worth their salt in the political world is really laying it on Kevin Cramer. There's a story in today's Politico about this, saying many senior Republicans, this story, by the way, is about a challenging 2018 political environment for Republicans. Now, they've been saying this forever, and I guess Virginia's race staying governor, staying Democratic rather for governor, and also the Roy Moore race, which was really about Roy Moore and what he was accused of, right or wrong. That's what that race became about. It wasn't about, do we want a Republican senator? So I don't think either of those, a Democrat replacing a Democrat as governor of Virginia, or a very unique Senate race in Alabama, say there's some sort of tsunami coming that's bad for Trump. But this is how the swamp works. They want you to believe that, okay? So the story was about that. But buried in the story was the fact that many senior Republicans say they've seen greater coordination with the White House political department. The administration and Senate Republicans have embarked on a joint effort to recruit North Dakota Representative Kevin Cramer into the state's Senate race. Trump has personally spoken to Cramer. Last week, the congressman went with Senator Mitch McConnell, National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair Cory Gardner. Earlier this month, Cramer and his wife Chris met with the National Republican Senatorial Committee's Executive Director Chris Hansen, who made the case to the couple that Cramer had performed well in polling that the committee had conducted. The White House and McConnell's team have also been in talks about wooing former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty into next year's special election for the seat being vacated by Democratic Senator Al Franken. Now, let me speak for a moment about what I think would be best for North Dakota as it pertains to this discussion, and by the way, Minnesota too. Because I think Trump and everybody else mentioned here, wooing Kevin Cramer in the race, are doing it for the right reasons. They have polling that says, you run, you beat her. You beat Senator Hayekamp. You win. Donald Trump only lost Minnesota by 1 point. Tim Pawlenty is popular in Minnesota. Now, he is more of a Romney Republican than he is a Trump Republican, but to the extent that he would have to recognize Trump performed better in Minnesota than Mitt Romney did, I like Tim Pawlenty. I do a lot. I just there's a ton of character there. There's a good, solid faith guy. Just, you know, the whole Sam's Club Republican thing, I think, plays well in Western Minnesota well. He's just a genuinely nice guy. He really is. Really, really is. So, I think he'd be fantastic. And Trump would spend a ton of time in Minnesota and in North Dakota, two states where he's obviously popular, judging by the last presidential race. So, selfishly, this is like, oh, please, 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 please. But another story in Politico, this one in something called Morning Energy. I have these both posted on Facebook if you want to see them. North Dakota Representative Kevin Cramer tells Morning Energy the departures of three senior energy and commerce members, Joe Barton, Tim Murphy, and Marsha Blackburn, may offer him a chance to move up on the panel and will factor into his decision on whether to challenge Senator Heidi Heitkamp. It all becomes part of a formula to make a difficult decision more difficult, he said. It's a factor I'm considering for sure. We only have one member from an entire state. Influence matters all the more. Whereas a new senator is a new senator, even if he used to be a congressman. That is definitely part of the calculation. What should Kevin do in your mind? Now, I happen to believe the United States Senate needs more of the timber, the character, the tenacity of Congressman Kevin Cramer, okay? Because he wouldn't go over to the Senate and think he's a big deal because he's a senator. He'd recognize he's there because people put him there and remember, just like he has honored them with the incredible amount of access that he has as a House member. He'd take that to the Senate. I think he'd show other senators how it ought to be because that chamber is, they define ego. I mean, whenever the word ego was invented, the U.S. Senate was somehow factoring into that equation. I'm telling you, folks, those people, they get up every morning and have a big old bowl of self for cereal. You know, yes, there's a few exceptions, but it's just a stuffy, all about me kind of place. That's not Kevin Cramer. So if you're Kevin Cramer, you know that's how that place operates. And I know for a fact that Donald Trump, in the conversation in which he said, Kevin, please do this, said, I'm not so sure. Well, why? Well, they don't work that hard, for one, over there. And look at the pace of legislation and things we've done in the House compared to the Senate. He said, well, that's exactly why we need you there. So for the sake of the country, for the sake of saving us from the snobbery of the Senate, for the sake of getting a wake-up call over there, I'd love to see Congressman Kevin Cramer get in this race. And make no mistake, the polling that has caused Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell and all these others to descend on him is exactly the polling that's scaring the living daylights out of the Heitkamp camp. I mean, they realize. In fact, I've said before, I wouldn't even be surprised if, like Byron Dorgan, Heidi Heitkamp would find a way out of this race after Kevin Cramer declares. Because the writing will be on the wall, and not much is going to change January to November in North Dakota. But he does have a good position in the House. He is the only member representing all of North Dakota. What should he do? What do you think he ought to do? Some of you have weighed in on Facebook already. We'll get your take on the phones too at 258-0550 as we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I am asking every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Your response aids in the funding and development of farm programs and the boosting of support services. Among many other benefits, your response helps show the entire nation the value of agriculture to our country and the world. With an improved online questionnaire for this census, responding is easier and more convenient than ever. As always, all responses are secure and confidential as required by law. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. Help rural America. Be counted. Respond now at www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Frank Friday on What's on Your Mind.
They told me pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Yeah.
Our newborn king to see pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Who does Little Drummer Boy better than Frank?
Huh? Our finest gifts we'll bring for rum-pa-pum-pum.
We're all about on Frank Friday. Brought to you part today, by the way, by our friends at PetroServe USA. you're in any kind of a Christmas panic on the last-minute presents, don't forget the stockings now. Put cool stuff in the stockings. I'd get the PetroServe USA today. Fill up. Maybe have a 4-for-4 special. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies. 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And then go inside and say, I'll take one of each color fidget spinner. I'll take some of those Energizer batteries. They're all a buck off, so all the things work. I'll take some of those giant king-size Hershey's Gold Bars. Those are good in the stocking stuffers, you know what I'm saying? I'll take some of that Bison merchandise. I'll take care of you right there. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right. Here's the little bit of Christmas cheer left off that I did not get to. I told you I had one non-traditional Christmas cheer, and it relates to this discussion about the race with Kevin Cramer and potentially Heidi Heitkamp. That race is going to command a lot of discussion on this program between now and November, no matter who runs. If it's Tom Campbell versus Heidi Heitkamp, if it's Kevin Cramer, you know, if Kevin Cramer goes up to the Senate race, you have the House race, it's just going to be a lot of discussion. There's no doubt about it. And I want to tell you this, that I honestly do want to wish a Merry Christmas to Senator Heidi Heitkamp, to her husband, and to her entire family. And know that while politically we might not agree, this is someone who's serving North Dakota. Being a Democrat in elected office from North Dakota is a lonely job. All right? There's a small group of very vocal folks, but that's a tough gig. And setting politics aside, setting, you know, who you want to win aside, I just want to say, and I think all of us should at Christmas time, find people that we might not necessarily agree with, that we might not have the same values and belief sets and everything else, but say, hey, they're an American, they're a North Dakotan, they care, they're doing what they think is best. So I want to extend Christmas cheer and greetings to Senator Heitkamp. I'm very sincere about this, and I'm being cute. I think we all should do that. CJ from DAC Diesel is here. Before we get back to the calls, Clinton, Bismarck, Henry, and Fargo want to weigh in on this question of whether Congressman Cramer should win. But first, we got to get those truckers back on the road with the help of one of the best, CJ at DAC Diesel. How's things going today? Last minute, get as many trucks out of the door as you can?
Yeah, I wish it was that way. I did have a rush job on Monday and Tuesday, so it was major engine work, but in 2 days he was up and running and out the door. He had had to be down in Oneida, South Dakota on Wednesday, and lo and behold, he was there still. So it was a good week so far. Today it's just, you know, back at it, just working on a couple pickup trucks, no semis this week, you know, besides the beginning of the week, so. But everything's going good. I'm getting ready for Christmas, and just like I guess everybody else, all your callers are.
They are. It's been fun today talking a little Christmas cheer. One idea that I have for some folks out there that might want a Christmas present as in better fuel savings would be that revolutionary little service you provide for folks. Tell us a little bit about how you can save them money on the bottom line and save them gas mileage.
Yeah, it's the TrueSaver 25. It's revolutionary. It's something that's been out on the market for a couple of years now, but they're hitting the market pretty hard. Right now they have over 200 authorized dealers across the nation, but they're for big trucks. They increase fuel economy anywhere from 15% to 30%, and you also get better power. And also your emission systems pretty much do not give you any issues after the installation of this product. So it's a huge savings, not only for customers when they put it on in fuel, but also a huge savings when it comes to downtime.
DACDiesel.com to find out more. And you can't go wrong there, folks. TrueSaver 25 going to save you money on the bottom line. Call CJ and get it scheduled for your rig, 701-258-5011. Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, you too, Scott. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for letting me be on your program.
We enjoy it. Take care, sir. Henry in Fargo, tell me, what you think Kevin Cramer ought to do?
You say Henry?
I did, yeah.
I'm sorry. Hey, Merry Christmas. Kevin Cramer will not run because he never made more than 40 grand before he got into the U.S. Congress, so he will not risk his $200,000 a year paycheck on a gamble for the Senate seat. He's pretty secure where he's at. Not unless he gets some really good internal polling saying he can beat Heidi, you will not see Kevin Cramer run.
Well, you just proved your theory wrong because he was presented three different polls by the White House, as it reports in this political story, saying you run, you win. So that's some pretty good internal polling right there.
Well, you don't see him running, do you?
Well, it's a little early. You know, that's what that's what this is all about. Now is decision time, right? That's why he was just given this polling.
Well, but I'm willing to call back after we see somebody else run for the deal, but I don't think he's going to give up his secure paycheck to take a gamble at the Senate.
Well, it's certainly a risk any time you run. I don't think there's any doubt about that, Henry. That's a fair point. Appreciate your call. What should he do? What do you want him to do? Henry's kind of saying what he thinks will happen and giving his theory on it. Once you've been in Congress and had the stature, Congressman Cramer would not have to worry about a paycheck in his time. If he, for instance, if he ran for the Senate and decided not to. But, you're not guaranteed anything. Texters here saying, Scott, I like Tom Campbell. Wouldn't he do everything you described about Cramer? I think Cramer sees things too often through rose-colored glasses. Tom Campbell is a farmer from Grafton. You've probably seen the ads, heard the ads on the radio, heard about Tom, state senator from Grafton. He is a stated candidate for that seat right now. I don't think there's any doubt he'd be a great senator. I think he'd have a very good chance. You look at the success of farmers running for office, he'd have a great shot. But I think anybody that is politically savvy would say the current member of the House that has the reelect that he has would probably have a better chance than somebody running for the first time on a statewide ballot. Doesn't mean that Tom Campbell wouldn't win as well. But somebody else on Facebook says, Terry Joe, he needs to stay in the House. Tom Campbell would take Heidi to the cleaners, and we'll have straight, true conservatives in all three of our congressional seats, and a governor and a president who's bound and determined to put America first. Ron and Bismarck, what say you?
Yeah, I have exhorted Kevin face-to-face about staying in the House because he's good there. But number two, he's a praying man. God trumps me, so he will hear what God says and he'll do what is right. Thank you.
And he said as much, right? He said as much that he is praying about this. Tom Campbell's a praying man, too, so you've got good stock there. This is a fun situation to watch. Corey Lewandowski, when we come back, don't go away.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Whatever happened to Christmas?
Whatever happened to Christmas? It's gone and left no traces.
Can anybody name me someone that has a better voice than Frank Sinatra? I just don't, can't think of anybody. There's no, he has no equal. Frank Fridays, ladies and gentlemen. And today it's Frank. All Christmas. So we can bid you a Merry Christmas. Brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. And a shout out and Christmas cheer to all of our fine sponsors, including all of the Thompsons and the entire crew at H.A. Thompson and Sons. Folks that have been serving Bismarck Mandan for over 100 years, started in 1908, so they've been going at it now 110 years. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, first in Bismarck Mandan, but now all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana with the Link service, where they maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems of like 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains and help your bottom line. They're in Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, and Minot. Call them at 223-3393 or online at hatandsons.com. hatandsons.com. The author of Let Trump Be Trump, Corey Lewandowski, is actually co-author with David Bossie. He'll join us here momentarily. Trying to track him down right now, and we'll talk a little bit about Donald Trump, who moments ago was in the Oval Office and signed the legislation for the new tax bill, and of course the media's got to throw questions at him. And one of the questions, actually, I thought wasn't too bad as they were trying to shoo the media out, was, do you think the Democrats are going to regret opposing the tax plan? Here's what he said. But then he offered a little olive branch, a little Christmas cheer to 2018 and Democrats. See what you think here.
Democrats will really regret. The Democrats already regret it. You know, they have their typical thing, it's for the rich. They know that's not true. And they've been called out on it by the media, actually. But the Democrats very much regret it. They wanted to be a part of it. It just doesn't work out. But I really do believe, and I said on social media today, I really do believe we're going to have a lot of bipartisan work done. And maybe we start with infrastructure, because I really believe infrastructure can be bipartisan. We've spent $7 trillion in the Middle East, not to mention all of the lives and all of the heartache, and it's so sad. $7 trillion. It's time for us to rebuild our country. Thank you very much, everybody.
He's gesturing for them to leave. They keep yelling. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Waving. Goodbye. Listen, they don't leave.
Well, we're going to get infrastructure. Infrastructure is the easiest of all. We're very well on our way. We've essentially repealed Obamacare. The individual mandate is a very big factor in this bill, frankly. A lot of people don't talk about it because the tax cut is so important. But infrastructure is by far the easiest. People want it, Republicans and Democrats. We're going to have tremendous Democrat support on infrastructure, as you know. I could have started with infrastructure. I actually wanted to save the easy one for the one down the road. So we'll be having that done pretty quickly. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
He's giving him the thumbs up. They keep shouting questions.
President Trump in the Oval Office just moments ago.
Oh, it's so hilarious to watch. It really is. So anyway, Donald Trump has signed the tax bill, and it is it's in the books. It's in the books. Okay. We're waiting for Corey Lewandowski. Let me get to a few more answers to the question, what should Kevin do? Congressman Kevin Cramer. Two stories in Politico prompted this question for us today. One talking about the fact that the political climate in 2018 is going to be very difficult for the president, and that's why North Dakota's Senate race is so important, and how the president himself, Mitch McConnell, you know, the head of the RNC, and all of the apparatus of the Republican establishment are begging Kevin Cramer to run, begging him to run. Okay? And that's the story in Politico. And then there's another story in which Morning Energy, another Politico news sheet, is talking about the fact that three senior Energy and Commerce members, that's the committee that Congressman Cramer is on, Energy and Commerce, three senior members, Joe Barton, Tim Murphy, and Marsha Blackburn, are leaving, which would offer Congressman Cramer a chance to move up on the panel, factoring into that decision, whether he ought to stay. Scott says, I think he ought to stay where he is. John says, stay in the House. Liz says, I think he's doing great, but that's a big move. I know if he spent a lot of time in prayer before he made that decision. Heidi needs to go, being that he now has some experience with the process, maybe it'd be a good move. I think he would do well, says Liz. Terry says, we read that one earlier. Phil says, I don't think the establishment wants Tom Campbell anywhere near the Senate. Chad says, if he runs, he flips the seat. There's no dirt on him, no October surprise. We need a lockdown in the Senate more than the House. Hal says the budget deal is done. He'll announce for the Senate after New Year's. Might very well do that. By the way, President Trump is now at Andrews Air Force Base, so that audio I played you was about a half hour ago. He went from the Oval Office to Marine One, flew to Andrews Air Force Base, leaving for the Christmas holiday. Normally, you know, when he lands with Marine One, before he walks over to, the head of Andrews walks with him, the commander there walks with him to Air Force One, right? He diverted today and went over to greet a group of military members and families and took pictures, and you never see that happen. They normally walk right from Marine One to the steps of Air Force One, and the president diverted today and went over there. That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. All right. Corey Lewandowski is still on another call, I guess, and they said to just keep calling him, so that's what Manny is doing. Karen in Fargo, in the meantime, what's on your mind?
Well, I was surprised pleasantly to hear President Trump talking about doing something about infrastructure. I hadn't heard that before. Do you have any idea what he wants to emphasize?
Everything. I mean, this has been around for a while, and they're talking about a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. And, he's talked about that during the campaign. He's talked about it since as president. The reporters were asking him, well, why wouldn't you do that first? Because it's something that Democrats support. That way you could say, you got a bipartisan warm and fuzzy. And he agreed that it's an easy one, said he wanted to save that for later. So
I hadn't heard about it before.
Yeah, it's been talked about, but mostly in just sort of swamp talk, not really. a lot of the political tip sheets and stuff have talked about when they would do it, but this is the next best, next big heavy lift. What's interesting is there'll be so much spending, they'll lose some Republicans on it because of just the sheer dollars that's required. But I happen to think if you get the tax reform bill passed and it does what it did for JFK and what it did for Ronald Reagan and to a certain extent George W. Bush, and people see the growth rate and they see additional dollars coming in, you know, they're going to say, well, maybe we can make this investment. To me, that's the big worry also, though, because what happened with Reagan, more revenue came in, but it all got spent in deals with the Democrats, which is not a good deal. So I don't want them to spend it all, but I do think, you know, we are in need of infrastructure. We've kicked the can down the road so many times. It needs to be done. There's many areas where I have to say I was in Europe, you know, for the first time this summer, had never been there before. And I don't think there's much about Europe that's better than the United States of America. But I will tell you this. They have ridiculously high taxes, of course, that funds this. But their infrastructure is significantly better. You know, their roads and railways and how they do infrastructure is better than ours. It just is. So,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Karen. And it'll even be a merrier Christmas if they get that infrastructure deal done. Sounds like you're all for it.
Oh, sure. That sounds great.
Beautiful. All right. Well, thank you, Karen. Nice talking to you. Merry Christmas. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. We love our callers on What's On Your Mind, and our good friends at Delta allow us to celebrate our callers. One call does it all to deltaconstructors.net. And this was a fun one, actually. Michelle in Columbus called us yesterday. She wanted to give us a little bit of a history lesson.
Hey, so you really hit the spot with me on this 1984 business here now. That was the right time. And I remember coming up out of the 60s, there was a book called 1984 Science Fiction. I read it and seeing TV for the first time with Eisenhower and Nikita Khrushchev banging your shoe on the podium and the Sputnik was the first satellite Russia, and they were international law and outer space, and then we got to 1984. And here it was, the nicest 10 years, being self-employed, doing business, I mean gangbusters. That is the time of my life, those 10 years there. And then we got the movie that was called The 2001 by Arthur C. Clarke, and we was looking forward to that as being the inconceivable future again. And it happened, so here we are now with President Trump, and we are in the space age. We are here now, and I think that this is just really going to be a good decade that we're looking. America is the greatest nation on earth, and we are going to shine.
How cool is that, huh? Tell me that Michelle in Columbus doesn't give you a little extra bump in your step heading into the Christmas weekend with that history lesson. And thanks to Delta for allowing us to celebrate great callers like Michelle in Columbus. Delta Constructors, where one call does it all. Turnkey well sites. Just call them first before you call anybody else, and it's like pushing the easy button. 406-250-8151. Eric, standing by right now. Ready to make your 2018 way better than it was in 2017. E&I services, temporary flaring services, electrical and mechanical design, turnkey, they do it all. 406-250-8151 online at deltaconstructors.net. We had a call yesterday from Cavalier. Somebody walked into the FSA office up there and they said, where the heck is the picture of President Trump? Why isn't that up? Secretary of Agriculture, too, we have an answer. We'll tell you when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
This life full of moments. Big moments. Small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteelectricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
On the first day of Christmas, I gave my loving dad a most lovely lavender tie.
What do you think of Frank there, huh?
The second day of Christmas, I gave my loving dad.
That's not Frank either, is it?
And
they've been franking for the Partridge in a Pear Tree, I'll bet, huh? I'm guessing.
On the third day of Christmas.
Frank and Friends of Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, hi and welcome back. Final segment. Corey Lewandowski, evidently, we originally had scheduled for the top of the hour, and then they said that because of a family obligation, he wanted to move to the bottom of the hour. He said, of course, it's Christmas. And evidently, the family obligation is going a little long. That's okay. It's Christmas time. So the author of Let Trump Be Trump will be on another day. We'll reschedule that coming up. I'm very curious about this next caller, Gail in Grafton, because she told Manny she went to high school with me. Oh, it's a he. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is Scott. Is this Gail?
No, they got the information a little wrong. I graduated from Montevideo in 1965.
You're a Montevideo graduate in 65, same hometown.
Yes, and I worked for your dad on a KDMA for a little while.
You did. How about that?
Yes, I just wanted to tell you that. I thought that was pretty cool.
What did you do out there?
Well, I was on the radio. I had a night shift.
Do you remember the bomb shelter in the back of that place?
Yeah. I remember all that. Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I don't do that much anymore, but that radio station was built literally with like a bomb shelter. The idea being if there were a bomb, you could go on the air and broadcast in the sound.
Yeah.
You know, all this brick layered around it, and, it was pretty cool. I drove by the other day. They've got it looking very different these days. Well, how about that? So you were a Mohawk in 1965, and they're no longer Mohawks now, politically.
No, no longer. They had to change the name over there, so.
Yeah. Kind of crazy. Well, it's amazing how many people.
I was out of KLX for a little while, too, back in the 70s, so.
KLX up in Grand Forks.
Yeah, and worked for Jim Bowman.
How about that? I love it.
Yeah, so it's kind of a small world.
It is indeed. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I hear a lot. People often bring up Montevideo to me because they hear me talking about it on the radio. So I've heard lots of Montevideo connection stories. Kind of cool.
Yeah,
Gail, nice to hear from you.
Yeah, well, I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Same to you, sir. Absolutely.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
And just want to let you know that I'm a Trumpster, so things are good.
Things are good. Exactly right. Thanks, Gail.
Okay. You bet. Bye.
Appreciate that. See, in North Dakota, that's something you're proud of. See how that works? I had a friend in Las Vegas, decided to spend the afternoon asking people, having to be by the pool that afternoon, if they supported Trump or not. And he asked roughly like 100 people. And of that group of 100, 70 were no, 30% were yes. But of the 70, more than half came back and said, I am, but I just don't like telling anybody. See, we don't have that problem in North Dakota. We are who we are. We're authentic. See? I love that. I absolutely love that. It's fantastic. Thank you for that. Let's see. What else? Oh, I promised an answer. We had somebody call from Cavalier. They'd walked into the FSA office. They didn't see a picture of the president. They didn't see a picture of the Secretary of Agriculture, and they were mad. So we reached out and said, what's going on? And we had this reply come back this morning. Speaking on behalf of FSA, we have not yet received copies of the official portrait of President Trump. As soon as our offices receive the portrait, it'll be immediately displayed. And we did a little digging on this. Evidently, that is the case. That, you know, there's an official portrait taken, and then they're printed up, and then they're sent out to all the offices. The Trump administration has obviously not seen that as a priority. I kind of take that as refreshing, right? I mean, I don't know, but I bet Obama had it done the first day, right? Get this thing up, get it up right now. Hey, I'm the president. So I guess the Trump administration is less concerned about them putting it up than anybody else. If I was at the FSA office in Cavalier, if that was my job, and I had people ask, I wonder, I would get a photo from any one of, 9 million sources you could find on, just search it on Bing or Google or whatever, of the president, vice president, secretary of agriculture, whatever, and I'd go out and put it in my own little 8x10 frame, and I'd just put it right up right there. I wouldn't wait for anybody to send me an official portrait. I know, it's a lot to ask of a bureaucrat. Right? Oh, no, it doesn't work that way. You got to wait till the picture comes from Washington, and then you put the official portrait up, and then you follow the instructions and the little thing that comes along with it. Just do it. Just go outside the box a little teeny, 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 teeny bit. Why not? Come on. Live a little. That's what I say.
Well, good morning. I'd like to say Merry Christmas to our Constitution, wherever it is. Thank you.
Sounds like that caller's a little concerned that it's been forgotten. But that's, a fine Christmas shout-out. Our Constitution. How about this? Christmas cheer to all those who believe in the awesome genius that is in that Constitution. Christmas cheer to the defenders of the Constitution. Christmas cheer to those that remember we have a Constitution. Because it takes elected leaders to go do that day in and day out, right? So, gosh, we're out of time. We've got to go. A lot of Christmas cheer today. A lot of fun discussion. And unfortunately, we're out of time. Remember, Todd Starnes will be here on Monday, Christmas Day. You don't want to miss that. And then Daryl Lisa of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Tuesday and Wednesday for me. I'm back Thursday and Friday. God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas. We do honestly, sincerely appreciate you. We started the program with that today. Let's end with it. Our great gratitude for you, our fine listeners here on What's On Your Mind, wherever you're listening, however you're listening. God bless you. Thanks.
PetroServe USA, you know, the place that helps America feel better, is also a great stocking stuffer stop for the holidays. Listen to this. Fidget spinners, $2.99 to $3.99. $5 off assorted Zippo lighters. Energizer batteries are a buck off for all the great toys the kids will get. And don't forget to stock up on Pizza Corner pizzas all month long, two for $11. 12-ounce Red Bull cans, two for $5. Daily Express sub-selects are $2.99. The Barrel of Fun chips, two for $4. And Santa, don't forget, Santa needs a treat before he leaves. How about those new Hershey Gold Bars? Love them. The king size ones, $1.09. Standard size, 59 cents. Or the Mars king size Christmas Snickers and Twix, only 69 cents too. Plus, register for $50,000 in PetroServe USA's giveaway. And there's all kinds of great buys and gear too. And the 4 for 4 special all day, every day. Pizza, pop, and two cookies, four items, $4 at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.